Okay, welcome back, everybody. I hope you've had as good a discussion as I've been privileged to. Can I just remind us all to mute apart from if we're the person speaking at the time? Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to do the usual thing of inviting each group in turn to share with us the results of the discussions. I think I will start, if I may, tonight with the group which is the one that had Jane Andrews in.
Right, and for the second time tonight, I will start talking after I've taken the microphone off. Okay. Is this the first
question? Yes, just the first question, Jane, yes. Please.
Sorry. Okay. So we talked a lot about the TODA and how that was a Thanksgiving and how that links up so much to the Eucharist. That was new for all of us, I think. And not seeing how that comes out of us a turning to God and a call for help, and then the sacrifice, and then like the spread, the sharing of the food afterwards. So it's like the death and resurrection and new life of Jesus in our world. We also talk about the understanding of knowing about the road to follow and how we're going on our journeys. And the need to be aware of sin and the need to look for the grace of God in our situations, and recognizing that actually sin is, it does lead us to spiritual death. Mm-hmm. And there, but the grace of God go I.
Thank you. Bettina?
So we talked about how a few of us were quite surprised at how many wives Solomon had. And then we also discussed how actually David and Solomon were viewed as people that were quite, that we admire and that we look up to, but actually it's interesting to see how actually they were just still quite sinful men, and God still forgave them. Mm-hmm. And it was good that David gave us a good example of showing good repentance. And then that actually Jesus was born from a line of these people, so he was born from a line of people that were ordinary and sinful, and those were his ancestors, and he was still happy to, that's how he came into the world. And we also had a bit of a chat about how God actually raises the weakest ones, as we've seen in the previous weeks, and how the image of the lamb comes into that, as the lamb being a very vulnerable animal.
Thank you. And John, who's feeding back from your group?
That's me again. Unfortunately, sure. I was voted in unanimously again this week. So we were kind of interested in the kind of the historical context of all this. Tricia mentioned that the period we're talking about is the Neolithic period in archaeological terms, although we weren't 100% sure of that. And surprising kind of how advanced people were. We felt uncomfortable about the way women were treated, that kind of thing. That was part of the historical context. Mm-hmm. Other things that we picked out that we hadn't realised before, one was the importance of the Queen Mother, Bathsheba. We'd forgotten, as the others have said, we'd kind of forgotten about David and Solomon actually committing sins. You know, we remembered them as great people and particularly Solomon's wisdom. So it's interesting to see all that. It's interesting, all the foreshadowing of things that we discussed. And I think we still feel uncomfortable about the violence, and particularly when David was told that his, David and Bathsheba were told that their son would die, and then he did die. So those are the kind of things we discuss.
Yeah. Thank you. Right, so back to Jane again then, please, with question number two.
Okay, so we talk about David reneging on his duty, and idle minds make opportunity for devil worship. Think about power corrupting, and sort of even though people are powerful, they are still actually weak, morally weak, and possibly even the more powerful they are, possibly the more temptation there is to be morally weak and to be more vulnerable, more selfish. And they seek their power and they ignore humanity. We also talked about David in the power, when David was given the parable. He recognized the wrongdoing, even though he couldn't recognize it in his own life. And it's like when you've got power, you're seeing things through a different perspective. You're not seeing seeing it as real. And so we talked a bit about then about Christ being our power and our our strength. A lot about the parable that we had in Matthew today, the vine and the branches, and that God is our vine and we are the branches. And sometimes he might need to prune us a bit and steady us, but he wants to use his power to bring us to where we want, where he wants us to be. And we can choose, so we may not have power in big terms, but we have got the opportunities to make choices all the time, to either show love or to show selfishness. Jesus asks us to be humble and to be selfless, and to be like children, to be obedient to God, and actually thinking about how we behave and reflecting on that so that we can actually learn from it and develop from it. So I don't, if anybody else from the group would like to add anything to that.
It's well reported, Jane. You got a lot from that question, your group. Well done. Bettina from our group.
So we talked about the importance of realizing that when we shouldn't be opening ourselves to sin. So one of the examples was that David was watching the woman bathe. So it's just him, he was opening himself up to sinning by watching her. And also the fact, I think a bit like Jane was saying, that he had power to put the husband in the midst of battle, and he used this power to put him in harm's way. And we also talked about how our behaviours and the things that we do may not affect us directly, but may affect others. So it's being aware of how our behaviour could affect other people. So we talked a bit about how, if we take it to our everyday life, how our behaviour with global warming, so the things that we do might not necessarily affect us in the West, but it's affecting people in more poor environments. So it's about being aware of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we also talked about the devil finding work for idle hands, and that, you know, it was David's choice. You know, he didn't actually have to sin. at that point. So it's about an awareness in ourselves, and it's a conscious decision, as I think Jane was saying, you know, to do good or to sin. So lessons we can learn is about self-control seems appropriate in this case. Maybe the sin of sloth, of being idle and not doing what we're meant to be doing. And it led on to a wider discussion. Barry was talking about Bishop Barron and some of his sermons and the kind of products that were offered from him, and how he says that, you know, it's pleasure, power, honour and wealth that can corrupt us.
Yeah. Yeah, Barry and I are due to have a talk about Bishop Barron and others on Wednesday, because we might see if we can put some study time together about that on in Cheltenham. Anyway, thanks for mentioning that. Okay, so on to the last question.
We've talked about God holding us close even when we are sinning. So God doesn't stop loving us when we're sinning. And he's still calling us, and he's there. And it's us thinking we don't need God, going off and doing our own thing. And then only when things go wrong do we come back. And God is there waiting for us to come back and to repent. David forgot he needed God. And so went off on his own in his own power, and it all went wrong. But when he felt weak, he allowed God to lift him up again. So once he actually recognized the need for God, he allowed God to pick him up and to restore him. So it's sort of like this cycle of repentance and so recognition, repentance, and moving forward, progressing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bettina.
So we were saying how, despite the fact that David wants God's love and wants to please God, David is still human. So he still sins. And that these two things aren't mutually exclusive. It's just by being human, you're more, obviously more likely to sin. And we discussed about the fact that God forgave David as he repented. So there is that God will always be there to forgive us if we repent.
Yeah.
And we also said that even though God didn't like David's behavior, he still loved David. So David isn't his behavior. David is David.
Yeah.
We were discussing how the Abrahamic covenant was being fulfilled within the Davidic covenant, which was a progression from the Mosaic covenant, leading on a journey to the new covenant in the heart of Jesus. So David was literally a man after God's own heart. We also said very much the same as what Bettina was saying about David acknowledging his sin, that God knows we're not perfect, but he accepts it if we're sorry and if we're doing our best.
Okay, thank you all so much. Obviously some very good discussions this evening, and thank you for sharing the results of those back with everybody. So there are two more to go, and as I said in the video, they might actually be quite exciting. I'm looking forward to them myself. Next week, and the same time and same place, and then the week after that. I would appreciate it if over that fortnight you could have a think about what you might like to do in terms of doing some more Bible study together. You know, do you want to stop and maybe do something in Advent, or is there an appetite for carrying on doing something every week or once a month or whatever? Just I'd appreciate it if you got in touch and let me know what you would be liking to do. Okay. People are starting to join us for the night prayer that we say in the parish every night. But before we do that, we'll just have a brief closing prayer so that those of you who need to be away for other things can do so. Almighty God in heaven, we thank you for your merciful love. A humble and contrite heart you will not spurn. You always, always welcome us back, Lord, despite our weaknesses. And we pray for the humility and strength to repent of our sins and to come back to you. And we thank you for your mercy. The same mercy you showed to David, you show to us. And bless us all and keep us safe this night and for this week, and bring us safely together again next Monday evening. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you all so much. You're very welcome to stay for night prayer if you wish. But if you want to say your goodbyes, if you need to be away, that's fine too.
Okay. Thanks, John. Thanks, everybody.
Good job.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks, good night.
God bless.
Thank you both,
bye-bye.
John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let me just get the night prayer shared on screen.
It's gentlemen first.
Thank you, Tom. I was going to ask you, but you've got there before, which is much appreciated. Claire, do you feel okay to read the short scripture reading when we get to it tonight? Thank you. Yeah, with a largish number, it's best if just two of us are unmuted. So I wonder if Latha unmutes and I unmute. Is that okay? And Latha, would you lead the ladies?
Will do, John.
Thank you. O God, come to our aid.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hallelujah.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lead, kindly light, amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me.
I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou should lead me on. I love to choose and see my path. But now lead thou me on. I love the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years.
So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on. or moor and fen, or crag and torrent, till the night is gone. And with the morn those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since, and lost a while. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you.
You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice.
In the day of distress, I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours.
All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God.
Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name.
I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave.
The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
God chose us to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that we may live together with him. Whether we are alive or dead when he comes.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. Alleluia, alleluia.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace. Alleluia. At last, all-powerful Master, you give leave to your servant to go in peace according to your promise.
For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all nations, the light to enlighten the Gentiles, and give glory to Israel, your people.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace. Alleluia.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Lord, give our bodies restful sleep, and let the work we have done today be sown for an eternal harvest. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray together. Queen of heaven, rejoice, alleluia. For he whom you were worthy to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Pray for us, most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Saint Gregory the Great,
pray for us.
And Saint Thomas More,
pray for us.